Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Davis covering. Safe. Jamison moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Severide reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Jacobson scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a single. McManus moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ellerb moves to second. Dave Keefe now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Ellerb tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Severide and he is out, Ellerb applying the tag. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards second. Wamsgans catches it, steps on second to double up Jacobson, and throws to first to get Severide. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts between the mound and first base. Keefe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. That is a stolen base for Sisler. There goes Tobin. The throw and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe is 0 for 1 in the game. Keefe is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Davis covering. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. McInnes moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe is 0 for 2 in the game. Keefe takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Keefe moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keefe scores. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Wamsgans scores. It's Indians, 7, Browns, 7. Ray Kolb now pitching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Keefe fields it and throws to first for the out. Kolb moves to third. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kolb scores. It's 8-7, Browns. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Ellerb moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Sisler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ellerb scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-7, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jack Graney pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Urban Shocker now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Graney moves to second. It's 9-8, Browns. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to third for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to Sisler, who throws to second to double up Wamsgans. Jameson tags and scores. It's Indians, 9, Browns, 9. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Ginger Shinault now catching. Guy Morton now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-4 in the game. Ellerbe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. Duster Mayles now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tobin scores. Ellerbe moves to third. It's 10-9, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shinault. Ellerbe scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-9, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.